Lauren, and I hope you enjoy the show. Bye.
Welcome back. This is Take Charge of Your Health with Corinne Fornari, clinical nutritionist and physician assistant, and my co-host, Carol Peterson, pharmacist. Every week, we present you with new and creative ways to help you make sense of health information and bring it home to you and your family. With years of clinical experience between us and research into traditional and cutting-edge technologies, we give you practical information to help you take charge of your health. Welcome back. This is Take Charge of Your Health with Corinne Fornari, clinical nutritionist and physician assistant, and my co-host, Carol Peterson, pharmacist. Every week, we present you with new and creative ways to help you make sense of health information and bring it home to you and your family. With years of clinical experience between us and research into traditional and cutting-edge technologies, we give you practical information to help you take charge of your health. So, welcome back. I'm here today with our guest and one of my favorite
practitioners,
Dr. Moshe Dekel. And we wanted to clarify a few areas of medicine that are new
and can be
deeply effective. And many people don't know about them, don't understand their safety. And why would we even look at this form of medicine? So what we're talking about today is regenerative medicine. And then within that context, we're looking at very specific therapies. So welcome, Dr. Dekel.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah, I love talking clinical. I just love it. You know, theory is one thing, but what we put into action, what we see having effects, that's my favorite part. That and diet and nutrition, but who's comparing them? So, Dr. Dekel, I wanted to define our terms from the beginning. I wanted to ask you, what is regenerative medicine? Because we're hearing that a lot. We go on the airlines and we see open up these magazines and there's this picture of this chubby old guy and then there's the second picture of this vital, virulent guy with muscles, and it's the same guy 6-7 months later, and it's not just an exercise program. We see this all the time in ads everywhere. Is that real, and what are they talking about?
Excellent question. Well, the definition, regenerative medicine is the process of replacing, renewing, or engineering human cells, tissues, organs, proteins, etc., for the purpose of restoring function and homeostasis of the body. Homeostasis meaning good health. So that's a mouthful, but if you cut it down to real small snippets, it's really realigning, regenerating the various components of the body to function as a young, vibrant type of tissues. As far as the airline advertising, obviously it's not so simple. Here it is, and 6 months later, we're nice, muscular, et cetera. It's a little more involved.
There's a little work in between.
That's right. But, you know, what we're talking about is you know, the aging process, by definition, means that our abilities of certain tissues in the bodies have declined due to age, due to environmental issues, etc. Mainly, you know, joint issues, skin issues, and multiple other issues that can be addressed with regenerative medicine approach. And there's so many articles and studies are coming out. I mean, we have like just on stem cells, we have, I think, about 8,000 different articles now.
Really?
And oh yeah, a lot of articles. So this, and also on PRP, platelet-rich plasma, which we're going to talk about. So this is, even though it's new and exciting as far as a news topic, it's been in the works for a while now. It's just coming to the common knowledge at large. So it's a good time to start talking about it and educate our audience and what this is all about and what kind of abilities and possibilities this type of medicine has afforded us as physicians, clinicians, to help our patients.
Well, I think the base of this program generally has to do with what they used to call anti-aging. I always found that as a title or as an understanding, you know, we're all going to age to some degree. It's not about anti-aging. It's about the quality of aging, the quality of our life as we age. And now what is happening is we're getting and we have developed the ability to support that process. Dr. Schellenberger says, and I see people like this all the time, and you probably do too, is people that are fatigued, they're half-mast, their sexual function, they have no more desire or no more ability. They used to be runners, they're not any longer, they can't really run, because their energy is so low. I see people all the time, and Dr. Schellenberger, and when you speak with those people, they say, well, I'm getting older. And Schellenberger said, it's not that they're getting older. You don't lose energy because you're getting older. You're getting older because your energy is not there for you. So how do we create the energy, the muscle mass, the vibrance, the vitality of youth in aging or somewhat aging adults? And that's what we're learning right now as we're studying regenerative medicine. And guess what? It's fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and I definitely agree with you. It's, you know, we cannot avoid aging, but we can slow it down. And obviously, by slowing it down, we improve the quality of our life because we don't get into the general rule of as we get older, you know, we're going to have certain ailments, we won't be able to be less vital, etc. So, and I agree with you that most patients come to us and say, listen, I just don't have the energy. Well, in holistic medicine, we address everything, starting from nutrition, lifestyle, digestion, hormone levels, detoxification, elimination, emotions, and stress. So it's an inclusive, or actually a whole program that is designed to get the body back to where it's supposed to be energetic-wise. Because life is energy. If we have enough energy, we're going to have a great life, number one. And number two, we're going to slow down the aging process. But when we speak about regenerative medicine, we actually are talking about rejuvenating and actually replacing, in a way. Replacing is not the right word. It's rebuilding, let's say, a joint. Because right now, how many patients we see that are in line for hip replacement, for knee replacement, for ankle replacement? Regenerative medicine allows us to actually prevent it and fix it.
So it's really interesting from the fact that many people, and I know many of my patients, went to an orthopedic doc 10, 15 years ago, and they had the beginnings of hip pain or knee pain, just the beginnings. Mm-hmm. They were still functional. They were still running, but there was something there. And they went to a doctor. An x-ray was taken. They saw in that x-ray mild osteophytes, which are little mild calcium accumulations. And the comment was, in a few years, you'll need a hip replacement. Is that the only way? Are there other ways that we can deal with that problem? Because we're dealing, you talked about regeneration. Let's talk about regeneration of joints.
Excellent. And to answer your question, no, it's absolutely not the only way. That's the only way that they are promoting orthopedics this way these days. But even orthopedic surgeons are now realizing that there are regenerative approaches to prevent the major surgery that people sometimes underestimate. Hip replacement, knee replacement, these are major surgeries with possible tremendous side effects, unsuccessful results. Some of them are great, but they have to understand what they're facing, what kind of rehab, how long it takes to get back function, versus certain, how would I put it, simple injections of cells that have the capacity of becoming cartilage cells and bone cells, et cetera, to actually rejuvenate, replace, in a way, the joint without resorting to major surgery and putting in artificial joints.
Well, since we're talking about holistic medicine, let's look at it as a holistic problem. First of all, we have inflammation. And that inflammation is being centered into the joint for multiple reasons. But so, number one, holistically, we want to bring down the inflammation. We want to stop the progression. Number two, we have osteophytes, little calcium accumulations. I have been very successful in this old-time therapy and of breaking down bone spurs, which this is a form of a bone spur. And breaking up bone spurs and dissolving them with daily that the patient gives themselves B12 injections. In the heel, it takes about approximately 30 days. In the hip, it is longer, but it's painless. The energy comes up. You're on anti-inflammatories. And so we're looking at the whole problem, the entire problem. But then there's another piece that I wanted to ask you about, because there's a piece where they're saying we can regenerate cartilage. Is that real or just a myth?
No, it's not a myth. It's definitely a reality. And that's why we're talking about stem cells and platelet-rich plasma. The stem cells are undifferentiated cells that can become any cell in the body. They can become a skin cell, a bone cell, a heart cell, a muscle cell, and cartilage cell. So they have a potential to become whatever they need to become according to what area they're going to be injected to. So if we have, let's say, either bone-on-bone, or damaged cartilage, or damaged tendon, and we are injecting, let's say, either platelet-rich plasma or stem cells, these cells are going to go to the injured areas, convert themselves to these type of tissues that need to be regenerated and repaired, and they go ahead and repair the organ. It's almost like science fiction, but it's not fiction anymore, it's science. It's been happening.
Let me look at the progression of this therapy. I personally started with ozone and prolozone, and we know by shooting ozone into that joint area, we stimulate our very own stem cells to be created, and we also put a mild homeopathic anti-inflammatory into that area. So you're bringing down the inflammation, and through ozone, you're stimulating circulation, which this is a low circulation area, and you're stimulating your body to make their own stem cells. But then the next step up is into that same area, we're putting extracts of platelet-rich plasma. And the way I do it is very unique in that I infuse the platelets with ozone so that platelets have been externally activated. And then I put them into the joint. So now we've got the anti-inflammatory, the platelets, which are stem cell precursors and low-level stem cells, into the joint area, making a cushion and being held in that area and given the time to stimulate the creation of your own stem cells. But then there's the next step up. Dr. Deckel, can you explain the next step up on this?
Of course. The next step is actually putting in stem cells specifically that are already there in large numbers to actually start the repair process. And then we go into, well, where do we get the stem cells? Well, the stem cell can be derived from patient cells. Okay, we can harvest stem cells from fat tissue by manipulating the fat tissue and getting it from the fat. We can actually harvest it from bone marrow from the patient. So actually what we're doing is we are, it's a surgical procedure. It's considered a minor procedure, but it's a surgical procedure. We harvest tissues from the patient. We manipulate it to a certain extent, separate the stem cells, and we inject the stem cells. Okay, and that's one way to do it. Another way to do it is actually get stem cells from cord blood, and that's one of the most innovating approaches that I've seen so far, and that is getting cord blood from cesarean sections, separating the stem cells and injecting that into patients. You say, well, wait a minute, but is there any rejection? Because now we're talking about not the same individual getting their own stem cell, and is there a difference in what it is? When we just separate the stem cells out of the cord blood and we don't have any blood component, any proteins attached to these stem cells, there's no graft immune response. In other words, there's no rejection. So it's safe to do. But also, we're injecting cells that are young, that just been born, versus if we're dealing with somebody who's 50, 60, or 70. So the capacity, the ability of these stem cells to replace themselves and to regenerate and to subdivide exceed by much what they can do at the age of 50, 60, or 70. So these are the various modalities we can use, and the idea is to talk to the patient about it, educate them about the various possibilities, and let them decide which direction they want to go.
But I think we emphasized this, and I'm going to emphasize it again. What we're looking at is two things. We're looking at a holistic program. We're looking at the whole body. We're looking at inflammation. We're looking at the cause as well as the effect, and then how to create change. And the other part that I find just really thrilling is that with PRP, with ozone, and with harvested stem cells, you're not going to have negative side effects. It's not, you're with PRP, it's your own body injected in, concentrated and injected into a joint. So there's no rejection factor. With stem cells properly harvested, there's no rejection factor. So it's a safe therapy when it's done correctly. And depending on the practitioner, totally safe. And it's part of regenerating your own tissue. So it's regenerative therapy. It's not putting a synthetic in there as a cushion. It's not going in for surgery, which in some cases is not necessary. It's a concentrating your own healing factors into an area to stimulate your own healing response. That's the ultimate, isn't it? I find that very exciting.
Absolutely, because the number of procedures that have been performed so far as stem cells or PRPs, et cetera, are in the hundreds of thousands, not more than that, without any side effects. As long as you're using FDA-approved kits to harvest or to isolate whether the PRP and or to harvest the stem cells or using cord blood, depending what it is, if you abide by the parameters of and guidelines of good medicine, there's not going to be any side effects. That's for sure. So patients have to kind of take in consideration, okay, what am I going to gain by using this? What kind of side effects? Or surgery versus non-surgery. So it's not that difficult to see the benefits of using a cell that can become just about any cell in the body as a repair mechanism versus going through major surgery. So these are the options that they can have. But I agree with you 100% that holistic medicine is not just looking to do that, but we need to actually address the entire issues that actually brought us here to begin with.
Well, let's talk a little bit. I want to talk a little bit about PRP and stem cells in that I took a course this weekend, and it was wonderful. And the results that they're seeing in this course, they're flat. Now, this is a group of doctors and practitioners, all with active practices. And they're flashing pre and post patients, and everybody's going, oh my goodness, the results can be, the potential is quite dramatic. And what is making it so? When you're using it, you use the PRP in the face, in the skin, in the scalp. What are you doing? You are increasing the body's ability to stimulate circulation to those areas. So what you have is your tissue. You're also stimulating collagen and elastin, all the factors that make your skin youthful. It's pretty dramatic. And what happens is that we all see and we go into places and restaurants and we see people who have been pulled and clipped and stitched. And to me, they look so artificial and unattractive, and all they're trying to do is to get that tissue tensor, that strength and that plasticity back, and you're not going to get that through surgery. But when you do the PRP, when you do the stem cells, what happens is you don't begin to look like someone else. After the treatment, you look like the best of you. 3, 5, 10. And one woman we saw a picture of 20 years before. So what is happening is the circulation is increasing, and you look like the best of you. Not someone else, not something artificial, but you in vibrance. And like I said, we were at this conference watching these photographs and watching the changes in skin, and the changes continue to happen. They start out slowly and they continue to happen up to 6 months. We were seeing pictures of people who had one treatment and we were seeing pictures of them 2 years later, and they still looked better. They looked better than 2 years before, significantly. Dr. Deckel, what have you seen?
Well, I definitely agree with everything you said so far, because when we use PRP to rejuvenate the facial skin, get rid of wrinkles and lines, etc., we cannot overdo it, whereas we can absolutely overdo it if we use artificial fillers. I've seen pictures of uneven fillers
and rejection
that doesn't work, and rejection.
Yeah,
people react to it, once you put the filler in, usually it's there for at least a couple of years, depending on what you use. And whereas when you do the PRP, the platelet-rich plasma, it will not overdo it. It will just regenerate, as you say, to a younger you, the younger version of you, without overdoing it, without overfilling it, without any kind of side effects that can be the result of using artificial fillers and chemicals in the face. So it's safe method of using it.
They showed pictures of biopsies on the tissue that had the PRP in it. Mm-hmm. And they showed that the density of the skin increased like 200-400% after the PRP injections. They also showed, and I've seen this in my practice multiple times, pictures of hands and how the hands become more vibrant, and the chafing and the irritation that never will go away just totally disappears. They've also showed pictures of modeling, which is color variations on the face that balance themselves after PRP. And the thing about PRP, we're not talking about one skin type or another. We're talking about ubiquitous, that it can go, and because it's your own cells, it's making you the best you can be. I found this fabulous. I also found, like with hair loss, there are people that are coming into me, and this is the difference between a hair loss doc and a holistic doc. When you have a woman with severe hair loss, severe, and I see many, yes, you want to do the PRP. It's essential because it can convert and turn them around so quickly. But what caused that hair loss? We're going to look at the intestines. We want the intestines functioning. We're going to look at the hormones. We want the hormones balanced. We're also going to look at essential fats and circulation. So, yes, the PRP is brilliant, and many people walk into a doctor's office and they get PRP, and within 3 to 4 months, their whole hair growth pattern has switched. But how much better would you feel if your hair growth pattern in women and men comes back and switches? But also, your hormones are balanced, your energy's up, your bloating and gas is gone, your digestion is better. That's what a holistic doctor is all about. Dr. Deckel?
Absolutely. And you hit upon a very important point. We mentioned hormones. One of the major issues with hair loss, especially in women, is related to underactive thyroid. And adrenal, for that matter. So I agree with you that just doing PRP but not taking care of the hormone balance, or imbalance in that case, will not be as effective as we're treating both. So it's absolutely essential that with. We deal with the inflammation, which is obviously gut-related, but also balance the hormones in addition to the PRP. So it's much more than just, okay, let me do some injection and everything will be fine. Let's fix everything so you don't have to come in again. It's just like continue to feel better and continue to look your best and your youngest, so to speak, for a long time.
Now, Dr. Dekel, you're a GYN, began as an OBGYN, and there is a very unique method of using PRP and stem cells. Can you explain that?
Yes, there is a modality that's called the O-shot. Actually, it was put forth by Dr. Runnels, who actually trademarked the term O-shot. In simple words, it's a rejuvenation, vaginal rejuvenation, with injections of PRP, platelet-rich plasma, that are being injected into the labia and also into the clitoris. And what we found is that these kind of injections are very effective in stress incontinence, when you lose urine, and due to stress of coughing and laughing, running, etc., but also increases the ability of women to achieve orgasm, number one, and also treat a variety of conditions like lichen planus, which is a condition, it's autoimmune condition where the labia, the skin and labia becomes white and becomes very fragile, etc., and prone to injury. So they're getting a tremendous amount of good results with what they call the O-shot. So that's definitely something that women should investigate with their doctors and get the information so they can see if they are good candidates for that kind of procedure.
Now, there is something else that they were talking about at the conference, in that the benefit is that women who have lost sensation vaginally, clitorally, their sensation can return. And now the doctor said, I can't promise you this, but I have had multiple women who have, after the injections, have had multiple orgasms. And these are women that were not able to orgasm prior to the injections. Now, I must tell you, the whole group laughed and everybody was interested.
Right.
But he had medical records of this. But then what will we do for males?
Well, males have the equivalent called a P-shot. Again, Dr. Rattles put it together. And that's injection actually into the penis, believe it or not, of platelet-rich plasma. And just, you know, for the ordinary person, the human physician, just the idea of injection into the penis is like, oh, skirmish, and oh my God, how can you do that? But it's very interesting that it's not painful as we think it might be. And you say, well, why would you even consider it? Well, how about erectile dysfunction, which is, you know, ubiquitous, you know, for men over 40, 50, 60, 70.
50% of the men over 50 have sexual dysfunction. That was a statement that was...
Right.
That's a...
So again, it increases the sensitivity, increases their ability to achieve orgasm, and increasing their ability to maintain erection so they can sustain intercourse. Well, how important is that? How important is it for a male to be able to sustain and to achieve an orgasm and to be able to have successful and, you know, intercourse? So if it takes a couple of injections that are not as painful as one may think, I think a lot of people, a lot of men would say, okay, give it to me.
Now,
so, and the success rate is pretty good. Again, we always have to say to my patients, you know, results may vary. actually, I don't know if they talked to you about the, in your conference, they did, but actually, they've seen an increase in penile size by about 5 to 15%.
Yeah, they brought that up, but I thought I'd let you bring that up.
Okay, no. Hey, listen, it is what it is. You know, how many pills are out there on the internet tells you that
oh my goodness,
your penis if you take them, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know it's garbage, and yet a lot of men are trying it, at least for sure. And here we have actual results that are documented scientifically. And that's kind of a side benefit that a lot of men say, hey, why not?
Now, would you just do the P shot, or would you balance hormones? And maybe
I would do both.
Okay, explain how you would do that.
Well, the easiest way to do about it is actually to do some blood testing and see what free testosterone you have. Also, I would check your growth hormone. In addition to that, but also I would see what is happening to your estrogen level, because for men, if they convert a testosterone to estrogen and running high estrogen, that by itself interferes with sexual function, but also increases breast size in men, and also contributes to increased prostate, benign BPH, benign prostatic hypertrophy. So you're absolutely right. We need to check the hormones, and we need to equalize them if they need to be equalized, in addition and on top of either the P shot, the O shot, or any other shot.
Now, what I have found, the O shot and the P shot are minimal in terms of discomfort, because you're using very, very fine needles, in that you're using Botox needles. So it sounds horrendous, but in actuality, it's quite minimal. And the potential of response can be dramatic. You know, it's interesting, because we look at our face skin and we see it getting thinner. We see it loosening, almost like separating from the lower, the dermis, almost as we age, like a little bit of hanging. And we see that. And we see that we've become paler, and that our circulation has decreased and the elasticity has decreased. So we switch our hormones, and some of that, there's a percentage of improvement. We do topicals. We do the vampire facial, which we're going to talk about in a second, and there can be a dramatic improvement. We do the PRP and the stem cells, and again, there is a dramatic improvement. And what is the improvement we're talking about? We're talking about tissue changes back to vibrance. Well, when we see the vagina, and you know, how many paps have you done? How many have I done? I couldn't count them. And when you see the vagina, the same changes are taking place on that tissue, as well as when we're seeing it on our face. It's tissue all over our body. It's tissue on our hands. It's tissue on our legs, and it's tissue vaginally. And when you utilize a similar treatment, the PRP, the stem cells, you get the same dramatic response in the vaginal area that you get on the face. And
absolutely.
Yeah, it's just logical. It's tissue. It's high circulation tissue that the circulation has gone down due to lowered hormones. So you balance the hormones, you work with the tissue, and you can use the PRP, you can use stem cells. And what are we talking about? We're talking about rejuvenation of all tissue. So
regenerative medicine.
Regenerative medicine, that's what we're talking about. But you know, there's this real popular thing they're talking about right now. It's called vampire facial. Can you explain that to us?
Well, again, the vampire facelift is was coined again by the same Dr. Runnels we're talking about. And what I like about this method is the fact that it's standardized. In other words, not theoretically, any doctor can learn how to obtain PRP. Obviously, we have different kits on the market. We need to use a kit which is FDA approved, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But then, what kind of standards are we using? What I like about Runnels is that it's been done for years now, and they've achieved certain standards. So when it comes to this, I don't want to reinvent the wheel. I'd rather get on a vehicle that has been proven over the years to get the real results. So when you go to a doctor that actually is trained to do the vampire, and again, as I said, these are trademark names that they use. They can't trademark the procedure, but they can trademark the name of it. At least you know that you're going to a doctor who's been trained to do it. But to your question, what it is, it's really using PRP and the facial areas need to be addressed as far as wrinkles, as far as, as you mentioned, the thinning skin, any kind of blemishes. And again, you can use it as a filler, and it does it in almost like an autopilot. Whereas you have to be very careful with any kind of, fillers that are man-made. The PRP, it's almost like you can't go wrong with it.
Well,
as long as you do it the right way.
The vampire facial is when they get these, and you see them all over. They've got these rollers, but the rollers, very often, they tear the tissue, but they have rollers with little spikes on them, and you're supposed to rub them over the face, but very often they tear the tissue. But what the vampire facial, or what the dermapen or derma skin facial is these fine, very fine little needles that move at 100 move rapidly up and down into the skin at multiple depths. And some depths, like if you have scarring, the depths on the scarring is deeper because you want to get into the subdermal areas. And so there's this up and down motion of these fine needles. And in those pores, you're putting the PRP, the platelet-rich or platelet-poor plasma, into the tissue by these little needles. And the end result can be, depending on the patient and depending on the vibrance of their response, can be nothing less than dramatic. Your skin gets younger, it gets smoother, and what you're doing is superficially putting the PRP into the tissue with this little machine that's going up and down and up and down, and you're getting this very dramatic superficial response. But you said something I wanted to go back to, and this is really important, because I'm seeing all over, I'm seeing on Groupon, these really cheap treatments. And what's happening is, if they're using FDA equipment and FDA kits, the treatments can't be dramatically cheap. You're not getting the same thing. You know, it's a tube. You draw the blood, you spin it down, but it's an FDA-approved tube. It's not just a regular tube that you call the lab and say, send me out a tube. And many people are doing that. It saves them money. The tube costs 10 cents. The kit costs in the hundreds of dollars. And so when that's a big difference, but you're not going to get the same results when you don't use the kit in a prescribed FDA way. And that's what Dr. Dekel and I are talking about. We're talking about two things. We're talking about the quality of response that you get from the treatment is dependent on the quality of the treatment. Boom, boom, boom. Very direct cause and effect. But at the same time, we're supporting the treatment with a total holistic approach. You know, I can't have someone walk in my office, see hair loss, and not start dealing with hormones. It's just not the way that I work. I know Dr. Dekel also. He can't look at bad skin and not see that there's causes of that. Dr. Dekel?
Absolutely. And again, you just get to the same point of what is holistic medicine. You know, it comes from the word whole. You can't build a pyramid with two walls. You have to have all four walls supporting each other. So, yes, the procedure is important. How you do it is important. The FDA-approved kit is important. The methodology and
training.
Safeguards and basic understanding of the anatomy and how you do it is important. But we can't forget nutrition, hormones, detoxification, emotion, sleep. I mean, the whole thing that actually creates good health and slows down the aging process. It has to be a whole holistic approach, in my opinion, and in your opinion, too, I would assume.
I was in a PRP class. This is one of multiples that I've taken. And the doctor, the lecturing doctor said, you cannot underestimate sleep and the importance of sleep to your health and to your look. And people there were shocked. They're there to learn needle technique. They were shocked.
Mm-hmm. Now we're talking about sleep. Yeah. What's so important about that? Well, if you want results, you need sleep. And how many and sleep issues so rampant in our society, you know. So we need to address it.
So
not just about, hey, I'll give yourself a couple of shots. And I mean, you got to get the results.
But you're going to get a percentage of results.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
That last, that mm-hmm. are vibrant. And mm-hmm. along with the visible results, you want to feel better. You want to feel better, too. So, Dr. Dekel, it's always fun. I always enjoy speaking with you. I always learn. Always learn. I love clinicals with you. And
Thank you.
I want to thank you. Could you give us your website?
Sure. The website is drdekel.com, drdekel.com. And the phone number is 516-208-6617. Through the website, you can send an email. Obviously, the office again is 516-208-6617. And thank you for the invitation.
Oh, it's always fun. We're going to have to share photographs of the results we're getting.
Absolutely.
Knock the audience over. It's pretty exciting. So thank you again.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So we'll be back next week. Thank you again. Bye-bye.
Bye.
In conclusion, I'd like to say, remember, this information is not an attempt to diagnose or a substitute for treatment. As always, we urge you to take this and all other information we share with you up with your healthcare practitioner. Clearly, this comes under the category of taking charge of your health. Thank you so much for spending this time with us, and we'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
And this is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org online. You just finished hearing Take Charge of Your Health with Corinne Fennari and Carol Peterson. That is heard every...